Eventually, the sickness subtly returned without permission into every cell of my body. While waiting on the couch and staring at the wall, I held my head up with my hand. I tried to backtrack the last 4 hours and 4 weeks and ascertain the moment the sickness began controlling me, but I could not pinpoint it. The sickness produced a poison like that of a Taipan snake, the deadliest snake in the world. It debilitated me physically and etched itself on my mind and derailed my rational thinking. But as quick as it came, it could recede. It suddenly lifted from my body and my mind. I stood up, steadying myself on the couch and walls, and made my way to the kitchen. I needed to make dinner for my family while it had lifted. With relief from the poison, I let my guard down and relaxed. My body bent to the fridge crisper to retrieve salad items. As my mind was clearer, I focused on the task at hand. Make a salad and reheat the lasagna. Easy. I started to grate the carrot. However, after a few minutes, the poison was back. It grabbed me with a vengeance and ferocity I'd not yet previously experienced. I held onto the kitchen bench and my head slumped onto it. My nightly bottle of wine that began with sips, then glugs like medicine, hadn't put any distance between the poison and I, so I reached for the diazepam pills. But this time both were ineffective. The poison was stronger. My legs were about to give way. "Help me," I yelled. My words took me by surprise as they actually came out. My husband appeared and grabbed me around my waist. "Let's get you into bed. I told you earlier I could prepare the dinner." We hobbled to our bedroom. "Please close all the blinds." He did. Sleep usually alleviated the worst of it, but this time I lay with my eyes open. The poison made me feel so physically sick that being horizontal rather than vertical became my preferred position. My rational thinking had evaporated a week ago as the poison seeped into my mind and eroded my rational mind. As irrationality became the norm, I lost my mind. The sickness played tricks on me. It filled me with thoughts of desperate and hopelessness, and I believed every one of them. I am weak. I am helpless. I am not me anymore. How will I commit suicide? If not, just how? My children did not need me anymore. I am useless. I am mad. I am better dead.